All right, guys, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. We are talking about how Casey, a brand new coaching client of ours, recently got 300, and I'm actually checking the post right now, just updated. My goodness, 645 leads in 24 hours. And if you want to see the post, you can go check out her Instagram account. It's the Calorie Deficit Queen. She's a brand new coaching client, Casey Allensworth. You're a rock star girl. She just joined our coaching program, Six Figure Coach. She took massive action right out of the gate, and she executed an old school post that you're likely familiar with, one that a lot of people say, oh, these don't work anymore. And it is your, what we call an SMS post. I'm looking for a specific number of people who want this measurable result in this specific amount of time. It's one of my favorite posts. And the reality is that they do work. Specifically, if your audience is actively growing. So the point of this post, this podcast today isn't to really deconstruct what she posted, because you're probably very familiar with this. But she is, just to give you guys some context, she is a coach that helps women over 40 achieve sustainable fat loss. Her brand is Forever Fat Loss, and she specializes in low-cal cookbooks. So just from there, you've got like some really clear messaging, which she's crushed. You know, she came into our coaching program with that very clear messaging. So credit to her. And she's been doing a lot of low ticket stuff. So the whole high ticket world is new for her. So her revenue is going to go up quick. All right. So she came to our coaching call yesterday. And if you listen to our recent Midweek Momentum podcast, you probably heard us kind of break this down. But I thought, it was, what a cool podcast would it be to like give you a step-by-step playbook for this type of situation. And it can happen. A lot of us are just hearing about people struggling. Well, there's a lot of people who are not struggling. They're struggling with good problems, and good problems pay good paychecks. So let's take a look at this post. It's your typical Five Guys post. She executed like right out of her playbook. I'm looking for 10 serious women who want to lose 20 plus pounds of body fat for good over the next 90 days. I'll personally coach you, provide you done-for-you workouts, nutrition plan, weekly check-ins, and access to me. Comment me if you're ready for forever fat loss. Very simple. If you go to the post, you got 645 comments here. You'll see a really killer caption. We help her craft these captions. We've tested many different versions of these captions. The first time you do this, I would stay like 90% verbatim to this because it works. We've tested this. We don't just whip stuff out of our rear ends. We split test. All right. So you can see that she's now starting to interact with these comments and messaging them about having a conversation in the DM. So that's the post. Purpose of this podcast is not to deconstruct the post. This is pretty self-explanatory. These are things that I like doing at the start of each month. So like the first of each month, deconstruct how much revenue you want to make for the month. Let's say it's $20,000 and you've got a 2K program. Then when you say, I'm looking for 10 serious women, like you literally are, like this isn't a marketing ploy. You literally are looking for 10 serious women. And you can continue this theme in your stories for the entire month. Let's say you get your first four clients. Next week, you can post in your stories that you're looking for six more, right? And then the following week, you get three more clients. You got three more spots. And then the final week of the month, you've got one more spot. I'm looking for my final client. So real truthful marketing always has the highest response rate. So I just wanted to add that there. Not the point of this podcast, but I want to now walk you guys through the steps here. So here's what we had to do. And she came on the call. She's in a bit of a panic. She woke up working with Coach Colton, like, what do I do? Like, I don't want to waste all these leads. And the truth of the matter is, you're not going to get to all of them. So we have to manage your expectations. And I'm going to give you a little seven step-by-step process here, seven step-by-step tips that you can implement. So if you get a ton of leads, what do you do? The very first thing is we need to get intentional about our target. So for her revenue goal this month, first month in our program, she wants 15 clients. I asked her, what's your capacity based on what you can handle right now based on your delivery? So we're big on speed. We teach speed. It's not like, hey, let's take 3 months to redesign your program so you can increase the efficiency, how many clients. It's like, no, we don't do that. We operate with massive speed to lead, because these leads get cold so fast. Write that down. Speed to lead. I'm going to do a podcast on just this one subject matter because it'll increase your revenue 20 to 30%. So first thing first is to know her target. She needs 15 of the 645 leads to enroll into her program. What that means is she's going to now need to know her numbers. All right, it's a little early here. I'm going to try and do this in my head, but if she has a 50% close rate, she's going to need about 30 booked calls with an 80% show up rate. What's that? About 35 people need to schedule into her calendar. All right, so of those 645, typically 3 to 10% are going to book in for calls. All right, 10% is really good. So she should be able to double her goal, but let's just even be conservative and just half the conversion rate, about 5% of those 600 booking in for calls plus an 80% show up rate with a 50% close rate at her price point, that's going to help her hit her target. So she's got to know her numbers, okay? So we set a target, number one. Number two, we need to know her numbers, okay? So now we have the intention around 15 clients. We feel that. What's that going to feel like at the end of the month? Have 15 new clients into our coaching program. We know our numbers. Now we get to it, all right? So the next thing is, so that we don't disrupt the algorithm, we got to respond to people in small batches. And she actually explained that when she does a lot of messaging to people, algorithm, the Facebook gods or Instagram gods, whatever, they freeze her account for 24 hours. So what I told her to do is just hit up 5 people like every hour. And that's pretty freaking conservative. We're all kind of guessing. Nobody knows the exact way to not pee them off. But I said, just reduce the amount of activity you do and spread it out throughout the day. It's going to be a pain in the butt, but that's what she's going to do. So she's going to connect with people in small batches, message them on the DM, use unique messages. It is very inefficient. One thing I learned from Annie Frisella years and years ago was that the value is in the inefficiencies. So if you go into your comments and she's responding to all of these with like cut and paste messages, people just see, oh, this is like probably a bot. It's probably not even her, and trust drops. So we intentionally want her just to connect with people. Hey, I got you, girl. Check your DMs. Hey, on the way, I just fired you a DM. Hey, thanks for your interest. I'm hooking you up now. Check your DMs. So just different versions of the same thing. So we want to also increase the visibility of this post with more comments, okay? So that's number three. Next thing, this is the fun one, is now we go to your stories. All right, so what do we do on the stories? We let people know what the heck's going on. Holy geez, I put this post up where I'm looking for 10 students. I'm going to increase my capacity to 15, but that truly is my limit based on how personalized our coaching program is. I'm doing my best to get to you all at the same time. If you're truly serious about this, drop me some extra fire emojis on this story right now so I know, and I'm going to prioritize you, and I'm sending you an application because you can't just throw money at me. You in fact have to apply for this coaching program. So if you're listening to the podcast, you should re-listen to what I just said. Write that down because that's pretty killer messaging. There's a lot of psychology in what I just said. What you want to do is you want to get the serious people to drop the fire emojis. You want to reinforce that this is by application only. So you can't just throw money at me and join my coaching program. We're not looking for clients. We're looking for success stories. So we really need to filter out the wannabes from the serious people. All right, we're looking for people that are ready to take action. We're not looking for the tire kicker. So if that's you, drop some fire emojis below. All right, so now she's going to have a lot of people dropping those fire emojis. And the next thing that she's going to do is she's going to put all of the information. We have a full training on this, on what her program entails. Who's it for? How's it different? What it entails? And how they can respond to her if they want to get a booked call in to see if they're a good fit. So I told her to make this document. She already had something pretty similar. I said to put a Loom video on. A Loom video is a free screen recording software. And all you need to do is, all that she needs to do is talk about the program in 5 to 7 minutes and say, hey, thank you so much for taking interest in being one of my 10 clients that I onboard this month for my Forever Fat Loss coaching program. I just want to take a couple minutes and just walk you through who this is for, who this is not for, just show you what's entailed and give you an idea of the investment so that you can make the best decision for you. Sound good? All right, let's jump in. So teaching her to take imperfect action. All right, we have scripts and everything, but one of the worst things you can do when you come into a coaching program is to procrastinate. It's the highest form of perfectionism. And what we need to do is need to take imperfect action and just operate with massive decisiveness. And we learn from doing, not by talking. All right, so She's now taking imperfect action. She's created a Loom video. She's sending this video to everybody who's dropped the fire emojis. And now with everybody dropping that fire emoji, she's now going to send them her Calendly link with some killer application questions. Now, I am going to do another podcast training on the best application questions for getting high-paying clients and filter out people who are not ready to invest and that has some financial friction in the questions. Not too much. I'm not a big fan of too much financial restriction because when you're first starting out, I think it's personally really bad posture to disqualify leads. I personally never disqualify leads. I take calls because I'd rather just monetize them and put them in the pipeline and nurture them into a sale down the road. So I personally don't think it's wise to be canceling calls, especially when you're new, unless like you have like literally 2 hours a day to take calls and, you know, maybe you're a new parent, you gotta be super stringent with your time. But as a overarching principles, we don't financially qualify crazy hard because we want practice also overcoming financial objections. It helps improve our skill set and to really help people overcome fear objections, logistical objections. It just helps us become better at our trade. So that's kind of another podcast too. So that's it. I just knocked out 7 tips when to do when you get 645 leads. I'll run through them again. So just to summarize what we covered here today, 1 is to set a target for how many you actually want to enroll. 2, know your numbers. 3, connect in small batches. 4, go to your stories and tell people what's going on and let them know, hey, I'm going to get back to you. I'm working through all the interests here. I'm a one-man show right now. It looks like I need to start hiring. So have fun with it. Be playful. Be transparent, right? That's going to even create more desire when people see the red tape around your brand. 5, take imperfect action. 6, create a Loom video of you talking about your program and getting people to drop the fire emojis. Find the really serious people. And then 7, build a killer application form where people now have to fill out some information and then you can go through the applications and you message people in the DM if they're like really, if they look really disqualified, and then you keep everybody else in your schedule. And then once you get your 15 clients, go back and find your next 15. And basically, she could probably get 15 clients for the next 3 months just off this one post. And now she's got 645 leads with people she can even follow up with who aren't ready to join her coaching program, and she can start sending resources to them, and she can start to nurture them and find out what their pain points are and start guiding them towards some of her guides, other video trainings, etc., to get them ready for when she makes this announcement again in the next couple months, whenever she does it again. Was that freaking helpful or what? Yes. Hey, listen, if you're a fit pro, you're looking to start, grow, or scale your online fitness business, we're not looking for clients. We've got a lot of clients. We're looking for success stories. If you're ready to take your fitness business to the next level, you want to build a profit-rich business rooted in your passion, your purpose, you want predictability, you want peace, then send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte and just said coaching. Tell me who you are. Tell me a bit about your situation. And heck, I'm happy to send you free resources. If you're not even ready to join a coaching program, we just want to serve you. We want to support you. We want to help you in your journey. But if you are ready to make the leap, you know that this is exactly what you need. Hit me up on Instagram. Say, Vinny, I'm ready to talk coaching. I want to book a call. Let's just cut to the chase. We love those action takers and we'll go from there. If you got value from this podcast, then share it with one friend. I haven't been running advertising on this podcast for heck since I launched it, I think 2016. So good chunk of time. And the way people discover this podcast is through you. So the only thing I ask of you is to share it. Think of one person who'd benefit from what we just discussed today. And until then, we'll talk to you soon. Keep leveling up. Ciao, ciao.